Torah in Parshas Kisavai teaches us the mitzvah of Bikurim, that every year the first fruits of the Sheves Haminim that grow in Eretz Yisrael, there's an obligation to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and give them to the Kohen as the mitzvah Bikurim. And the Pasuk says, "Ubas al Kohen asheyeh b'yom mehem," you should approach the Kohen who is in place in the time when you bring the Bikurim. V'amartilav, the Torah teaches us an extensive procedure. We learn about it more in detail in Masechet Bikurim, how and what is done when the Bikurim are delivered to the Kohen. And the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel on that Pasuk says, "Usa'atrim b'salya," you should put the fruits into a basket, "V'tzinayu p'paria," and you should beautify the basket, "V'sa'ilun levaska hana," and you should bring it to the Kohen. But here he adds some very interesting words. "Do you have a memenel kain rav?" The person who's appointed to be the Kohen Gadol b'yomayu inon in that time. So the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says that the mitzvah of giving the Bikurim should be given to the Kohen Gadol. And many Mefarshim, of course, try to understand why and from where does the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel speak about the Bikurim given specifically to the Kohen Gadol. In the tefillah that's brought, that's said when the Bikurim are delivered, the person who delivers the Bikurim says, "Higadati hayoyim l'ashem elekecha." The person who brings the Bikurim addresses the Kohen, and he says to the Kohen, "Higadati hayoyim l'ashem elekecha." And the Zohar HaKadosh already asks, why does it say l'ashem elekecha, not l'ashem elekeinu? So the Zohar answers that the Kohanim are called Ish HaChesed. Why is the Kohen called the Ish HaChesed? If anything, one can make an argument that the Kohen is not the Ish HaChesed. The Kohen is not the one that does Chesed. The Kohen, by receiving Trumas and Maisrus and the Matnas Kahuna, is the recipient of Chesed. Why is he called the Ish HaChesed? So the Zohar HaKadosh says that through the existence of the Kohanim in the world, they bring Shefa, they bring the influence of Bracha to the world. So when we say, and when we bring Bikurim, says the Zohar, what we're saying to the Kohen is that Hashem Elokecha, all of the Bracha that we receive obviously comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but He has chosen you to be the conduit. L'Hashem Elokecha, you are the Kohen to be the one that should be the conduit of that Bracha and Shefa that we all receive. Therefore, says Rabbi Yisachar Doiv from Belz, we understand what the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says we should give it to the Kohen Gadol. Because if we're recognizing the role the Kohen plays and helping bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa Bracha to the world, certainly the Kohen Gadol plays more of a role in accomplishing that than any other Kohen. So his son, Rav Aaron from Belz, takes it a step further. Because the Pasuk says, "Uvasa el HaKohen asheyeh b'yom mehem." And Rashi says, "Ela en kein, ela en lecha kohen el asheyeh b'yomecha." And right, there's a similar Rashi when the Pasuk says, "Ki hala b'cha dova l'mishpat," when there's a question that comes up, the Pasuk says, "Uvasa el shoyfet asheyeh b'yom mehem." So it's understandable why the Pasuk would have to tell us that we should bring it to the Shoifet Asher B'yom Mehem. The Torah HaKadosh is telling us that we would think that the leadership that we now have are not that caliber, are not that level of Talmid Chachamim. Tells us the Torah Asher B'yom Mehem. Take it to the take it to whoever is the current leader. But when we're giving Bikurim to the Kohen, all that's needed is that the person to who I'm giving it to should be a Kohen. So why does the Torah, if he's a Kohen, he deserves the Bikurim. Why does the Torah have to indicate Asheyeh B'yom Mehem? But now he says, according to what we just learned, that it's not just that the Kohen is the recipient of the Bikurim, but rather the Kohen is the conduit through which the Bracha comes to Klal Yisrael. So we would think that, and that's why, as we learned, it's specifically the Kohen Gadol who is the one that we should give the Bikurim to, because he's the one that's most likely to be that conduit. So we could understand that one could suggest, well, if the Kohanim are not on that level, and they're not the ones that are perhaps bringing bracha to the world, we don't have to give them the Bikurim. Tells us the Torah, Ashiyeh b'yam mehein. You have an obligation to give Bikurim to whoever is the Kohen Ashiyeh b'yam mehein, because no matter who he is, and no matter what level he's on, he is the conduit of bracha in Klal Yisrael. But this concept of leadership, this concept of what does it mean to be a leader, and what does it mean to be connected to great people, is also learned elsewhere in this week's parasha. The Torah says in this week's parasha, V'nesoncha Hashem l'roish v'loy l'zonov, v'yisarak l'mala v'lotia l'mata, Torah tells us that if we follow the mitzvahs of Hashem, we will be on top. What's pshat, nesan chashem l'roish v'loy l'zonov? How is that possible that every one of us that fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, l'roish, according to the simple pshat in the pasuk, it seems, will be appointed to be a leader? What also does the Torah mean to say that will be l'roish, fantastic, but why does the Torah also have to say v'loy l'zonov, that we will not be the tail? If we're going to be the roish, then we're obviously going not to be the tail. And then, why does the Torah have to repeat itself? It says l'roish v'loy l'zonov, and then it says again l'mala v'loy si l'mata. So I saw that we know, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, many people, Rosh Hashanah, at the Suda, they eat the head of an animal, they eat from the head of a fish, and we say at Tefillah, Shania L'Roish V'Loy L'Zonov. And what does that mean, Shania L'Roish V'Loy L'Zonov? That means we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this year we should be appointed to be the president of the shul, that we should be the leaders of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean, Shania L'Roish V'Loy L'Zonov? So the answer is that what would be mispalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shania L'Roish, that we should connect ourselves to people who are Roish. We should connect ourselves to people who are great, V'loy L'zonov, and not Chas V'Sholem, connect ourselves to people who are bad. Because there are certain individuals who try to do both. They connect themselves to all different types of individuals. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, and our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and in this week's parashas bracha, Shania L'Roish, we will only be connected and we will only be led by people who are Roish, by people who are great people, V'loy L'zonov. And the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us what happens when a person is Nesoncha Hashem L'Roish V'loy L'zonov. What happens when a person connects himself to great people, v'loy l'zonov, and not to the other type of people? The outcome of that is v'yisa rak l'mala v'loy si l'mata. How do we achieve greatness? The way we achieve greatness is by connecting ourselves to great people. And not just by connecting ourselves to great people, but also by distancing ourselves from people who are the opposite. And in fact, I saw that the Jikuv Rebbe says that the Rosh Tevis of L'Roish means Lasos Ritzoin Avinu Shebeshamayim. Shania L'Roish doesn't mean that we have to be ourselves leaders. Shania L'Roish is that Lasos Ritzoin Avinu Shebeshamayim, we want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. How do we accomplish that? The way we accomplish that is by connecting ourselves to great people, by recognizing, as we mentioned a few moments ago, what great people, what Talmidei Chachamim bring to Klal Yisrael. They bring to Klal Yisrael bracha. They bring the shefa that we all are so anxious to receive as we begin a new year. That shefa is achieved through connecting to great people. And that's why we give the Bikurim to the Kohen Gadol. And that's why we declare in this week's parasha and in Rosh Hashanah that is the life that we want to live. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you will live that life, Vayisurak Lamala, Vlaisiya Lamata.